إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل دلالة في النار وبعد All praise is due to Allah. We Lord Him beseech His help and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the forgiveness of Allah and the refuge of Allah from the mischievousness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whomever Allah guides, no one will be able to lead him astray. And whomever Allah leads astray, no one will be able to guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone, he has no partners. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa barakatuh, is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah with the fear that is due to him, and do not die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, and from that one soul its mate, and from the two of them, countless men and women spread abroad in multitudes. Remember the wombs that bore you, and keep the relations of family ties amongst you. For indeed Allah is a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah, and say that which is correct, which is the statement, Al-Kalimatu Tayyibah, La ilaha illallah. If you do this, Allah will repair all of your affairs for you and forgive you of all of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have achieved the greatest of success. As to what proceeds, the best book, the best speech is the book of Allah. The best speech is the book of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, the noble Quran. And the best guidance is found in our beloved Prophet Muhammad's sunnah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs in al-Islam are newly invented matters. For every novelty is an innovation. And every innovation is a going astray, and every astray will find that person in the hellfire. Today, Jumu'ah, walillahi alhamd, Friday, inshallah, the 30th of the month of Rajab, 1,429 years after the Hijra of al-Mustafa, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, corresponding with August the 1st, 2008, a total solar eclipse was visible within a narrow corridor of the movement of the sun, traversing half of the earth, and the path of the moon's shadow began in Canada, extending across northern Greenland, the Arctic, central Russia, Mongolia, and China. And with regards to the eclipses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent as a sign to mankind, there are many people of the past and even today that have superstitions with regards to the eclipses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom. In India, to this day, The Hindus believe that Rahu, which is a snake, devours the sun if it is an eclipse of the moon, or devours the moon if it's an eclipse of the sun. And Ketu, both of them play a role in the eclipse, and they have an intersection in the universe, in the sky, that is. One of them, as we've mentioned, devouring as a snake that glorious, stupendous celestial body. In China, the people believe that a dragon swallowed the sun during an eclipse, so they would beat drums to produce a great noise and to make a commotion, a clamor, to frighten away the dragon. And right next to China, Japan, those people in Japan, they would cover the wells so that the demons in the cover of darkness during the eclipse would not drop poison into them. And the people in Romania, they believed that werewolves and demons ate up the sun during the eclipse. And to frighten the people away, they would light huge, huge fires. And then the church bells would start ringing during the eclipse. And when the sun was eclipsed, during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he commanded the people to go out after telling the mu'adhin to say, As-salatul jami'ah, the prayer is about to begin. And then he would lead the people from a wisdom from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He would lead the people in prayer, and he would address them and explain to them the reason for the eclipse. And he declared their jahiliya beliefs to be null and void, and explained to them what they should do, such as praying and making dua and giving charity. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam used to say, Inna shamsa wal qamara min ayatillah, wa innahuma la yankhasifani li mawti ahadin wa la li hayatihi, fa idha ra'aytumuhuma, listen closely, fa idha ra'aytumuhuma fakabbiru wad'u Allah wa sallu wa tasaddaqu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen closely, brothers and sisters, he used to tell the people, the sun and the moon are two of the ayat, the signs or miracles of Allah. They do not become eclipsed for the death or the life of anyone. That is, anyone that has aql, that has intelligence, a human being, or even another created thing, an unintelligible created thing, anything, mountain, animal, or otherwise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, listen closely, brothers and sisters, if you see them, فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُمَا, if you see them, meaning you see the sun and the moon with an eclipse with your naked eye. This is the meaning. If you see them, these ayat of Allah, these signs and these miracles of Allah, the sun and the moon, if you see them with the naked eye, then call on Allah. Then make dua to Allah and magnify and glorify Allah and pray to Allah, meaning make salah and give charity. Brothers and sisters in al-Islam, the solar and the lunar eclipses are two of the signs of Allah which He uses to intimidate and to frighten and to scare His slaves and remind them of some of the things that will happen on the day of resurrection. This is the reason why Allah causes the eclipse to happen. It is for takhwif. It is to intimidate us and to scare us and to jar us and to remind us of the sa'ah, of the hour. Idha shamsu kuwirat wa idha nujumu kadarat, when the sun is folded and round wound and darkened and falls, and when the stars are scattered. And in another place Allah says, فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرُ وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرُ وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. So when the sight will be diminished and the moon will be eclipsed, meaning the light will go away completely forever, and the sun and the moon will be joined together. Dear brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, this is why the Muslim should be scared. This is the reason why the Muslim should be alarmed, because Allah has sent another eclipse to tell the human beings that the hour is close. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no one on the face of the planet Earth that feared Allah more than him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day he came out of his house in an agitated state, thinking that the hour had begun because there was an eclipse, when the sun was eclipsed, just like the one today, inshallah. And this is indicative of the great extent in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept the hour in mind and feared it. But we, walillahi alhamd, we the Muslims, we follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unfortunately, we find some Muslims that have fallen into the same error of the disbelievers. We, on the other hand, that is those Muslims who follow the ways of the Jews and the Christians and the Romanians and the Chinese and the Japanese and the Bulgarians and the Mongolians and those Hindus and those other people who don't have a book to guide them nor a messenger to show them the way, they become negligent. And most people no longer think of eclipses as anything other than a natural phenomena which they go out to watch with special cameras and special glasses and these lenses, and they limit themselves to the worldly scientific explanation of these phenomena without understanding the reminder of the hereafter which it brings. This is one of the signs of hard-heartedness and a lack of concern about the matters of the hereafter, and it reflects a lack of fear of the onset of the hour and the ignorance of the aims of the Sharia and the reports that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to feel fear when these eclipses happened. For Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, the interpretation of the meaning of the verse, and we sent not the signs except to warn and to make them afraid. We don't send the signs, illa takhwifan, except to scare you. Not to get your cameras and your special lenses and your glasses and look at it for recreation or scientific exploration. This is not the reason for the eclipse. The Sahaba, radwanallahi alayhim ajma'een, they used to stand in prayer during the eclipse, because they believed that if indeed the hour had come, they would not then be counted negligent of their prayer. And if the eclipse was nothing to do with the hour, then they would not lose anything by praying, for they would have earned a great reward. Wallahu musta'an. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين وبعد. Allah تبارك وتعالى, He says about Himself, هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب. ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق يفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون إن في اختلاف الليل والنهار وما خلق الله في السماوات والأرض لآيات لقوم يتقون. It is He who made the sun a shining thing and the moon as a light and measured out for its stages that you might know the number of years and the reckoning. Allah did not create this but in truth. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't create all those things that He mentioned in this verse and everything in the universe, including ourselves, haphazardly as a joke for scientific exploration, for recreation, but rather they're signs. And He did them for a reason. He explains His ayat in detail. He explains His miracles and His signs in detail for people who have knowledge. ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن إن كنتم إياه تعبدون. And from amongst his signs are the night and the day and the sun and the moon. Prostrate yourselves not to the sun nor to the moon, but prostrate yourselves to Allah who created them if you really worship him. Salatul Kusuf, and it is also called Salatul Khusuf, is a sunnah mu'akkada. It is a stress sunnah according to the consensus of the ulama, both past and present. And the evidence for this sunnah, this important sunnah that should not be left off, comes from the Messenger of Allah himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahimahumullah, they narrated that Ibn Mas'ud, or they collected the hadith, that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud al-Ansari, radiallahu anhu, said, the sun was eclipsed the day that Ibrahim, the son of the Messenger of Allah, died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the people said, the sun is eclipsed because of the death of Ibrahim. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, said, the sun and the moon are two signs from Allah, and they do not become eclipsed because of the death or the birth of anyone. If you see that, meaning if you see the eclipse, then hasten to remember Allah and pray. And another narration, call on Allah and pray until the eclipse is over. This eclipse today, brothers and sisters, in its totality, was 2 minutes and about 27 seconds. There have been eclipses that have lasted for an hour, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And a report from Sahih al-Bukhari that Abu Musa radiallahu anhu al-Ash'ari, he said, these signs that Allah sends are not for the death or life of anyone, but Allah makes his slaves afraid through them. So if you see anything of that eclipse, then hasten to remember Allah and call on him and seek his forgiveness. These are important tips, brothers and sisters in Islam, orbiting around a solar and lunar eclipse. And the time for the Salatul Kusuf, it lasts from the beginning of the eclipse until it is over. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ ذَلِكَ فَافْزَعُوا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَدُعَائِهِ وَاسْتِغْفَارِهِ. So when you see it, then you should have fear. When you see it, you should be afraid. When you see it, you should be having awe, meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you should go to the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, and the dua or supplication of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling on Allah and seeking his forgiveness. In another narration he said, if you see anything of that, then pray until it's over. What all the Muslims must do is adhere to the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and act in accordance with it, and beware of anything that is a contrary to it, anything that opposes it. As far as the salah itself, we should know that that prayer is 2 raka'ah, in which the Quran is recited aloud according to the correct one out of the 2 scholarly opinions. And the first raka'ah, one should recite al-Fatiha and a long surah like Suratul Baqarah or Surah Ali Imran or Surah An-Nisa or Surah Al-Ma'idah or Surah Al-An'am. Then do a long ruku'. Then raise your head saying, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana wa lakal hamd. And then after the person does that standing upright, as is done in all the other prayers, then the person should recite al-Fatiha and another long surah shorter than the first recitation, equivalent in length to Surah Ali Imran. Then one should do another long ruku' shorter than the first, and when raising your head, say, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana wa lakal hamd. And then the person, after doing this, he goes to make sujood, and he makes lengthy sujood, 2 sajdas, staying long in sujood without making the sitting between them too long. Then one should pray the second rak'ah like the first, with two long rukurs and two long sujuds, as he did in the first rak'ah. Then he should recite the tashahud, and he should make the taslim to the right and the left. And finally, brothers and sisters in al-Islam, for these important tips orbiting around the solar and lunar eclipse, there is a narration that says from Muhammad ibn Ali, rahimahullah ta'ala, the descendant of Ali ibn Abi Talib, that he said, our Mahdi will have two signs which have never appeared since the heavens and the earth were created. The moon will be eclipsed on the first night of Ramadan, and the sun will be eclipsed halfway through. And this has never happened since Allah created the heavens and the earth. This hadith is forged. It is fabricated. It is counterfeit. It is bogus. It is spurious. It is made up. It is a lie on the messenger of Allah's grandson. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.